is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love ranking episodes.
I'm Panda, and I like ranking episodes.
I'm Dan. I actually love ranking episodes, but I'm going to despise their takes. So this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
That's the refreshing
H2O.
H2O is number one, except for yours.
Amen. Hey, don't mess up the office.
Can you calm down? The studio is in pristine shape.
Pristine. Guys, how are we? A Wednesday here in the studio. Feeling good?
Studio. Feeling great. Get to do something productive.
You know what, guys? Today might just be that day we get that Christmas announcement. Could have been yesterday. I don't know.
Yep. Oh, when it is, you'll see.
It's got to be this week, though, right? It's
got to be this week. Chomping at the bit over here.
You know what? Also, really quick, before we dive into this ranking of the movies so far this year, shout out to Hallmark Happenings.
Yes.
Episode with Dan came out this past week. I'm going to be on the show.
That's right. Panda, you want to go on the show?
Sure.
Hallmark Happenings. Panda at deckthehallmark.com.
Schedule me.
Yeah, Betsy is her name. She's wonderful, by the way. She's great. And she had two of us on. She said she'd love to have Panda. Panda's a holdout on this kind of stuff, though. You got to get in touch with his agent. It's a whole
thing.
It's a whole prima donna thing.
It is.
You have a writer for podcast guesting.
I do. Wild. You have to send me beforehand at least Cadbury eggs.
How many?
Three.
What's wild is you started to say a number, and it's like you never said the number, and then just skipped straight to the noun and kept it plural.
Yeah, Cadbury eggs.
You have to send me Cadbury eggs.
I had to think about it. Definitely Cadbury.
Definitely
Cadbury eggs.
Three of them.
You heard it here first.
Go check out the Hallmark Happenings, and we're going to be on a bunch of other podcasts during the holidays, during the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So if you ever wanted to hear about us and hear of us and hear from us.
I guarantee in all those podcasts, you will not hear the story of how the podcast started.
No, you won't. No, you won't. It's the best kept secret. And I'll be home for Christmas movies as of right now. Still coming out in October.
Fingers crossed.
I saw something about a container ship just sitting there off the coast.
And the reason they haven't brought it into port, they're too busy reading our book.
That's right. It is a page turner. All of those dock workers are on strike because they are just like, oh man, that Panda's a riot.
It's good stuff.
I wonder what these three guys, I don't know, think about this movie I've never seen.
When calls to our movie was just a potluck, son of a bee. Never thought of it that way, Dan.
Hot dog. Oh, these guys understand the life and culture of times. Yeah.
He's glad Jack's dead. What a cad.
Hey, who was that?
These are dock workers in China.
Who was that comedian that joined us for that one episode?
Schultz? Charles?
No, Charles.
Charles Schultz wrote Peanuts. I think it might still be Charles Schultz.
Charles, whatever. Oh, my God.
Gould.
Charles Gould. Yeah. Does it.
Sorry, Charles Schultz.
Why haven't they had Charles Gould back on?
deleted scene bit. Crush. They didn't make the book.
No.
They get a different copy in China.
Yeah. They get the uncut.
I don't even know who this is for anymore, but I love it.
Charles Schultz, though. Man, go.
We had the author of Peanuts on, the ghost of Charles Schultz.
Been dead for years.
Exhumed the body. He came on and was doing a full thing.
Lucy's a riot.
Gotta dig that out. That
was Charles Schultz. Man, we're offending someone at some point.
Gotta dig that out.
We just got fooled by a publicist. We thought it was Charles Schultz. It was Charles Gould. Pulled the football right out from under us.
No kidding. So to catch everybody up to speed,
okay.
From worst to best, we have Beverly Hills Wedding, Snowkissed, One Winter Getaway, One perfect, wedding. That was in the dumpster fire tier. We went up to bad. Baby, it's cold inside.
That's also the that's Ice Castle 2, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Winter Castle Fit for 2. A Prince, Hots Dananda.
Dananda.
Chasing Waterfalls. Yeah. Mm. Back into Standard Fields. We've got Playing Cupid, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, As Luck Would Have It.
Yep, classic.
And then we get up to the Real Good Boys here. Big Fun, maybe 6.
New Year's Resolution.
New Year's Resolution, 2 for the Win, Right in Front of Me. What was that flick?
Well, that's the one with the food. He's cooking the food.
Yeah. Taking a Shot at Love, and then Real Movie Territory. Just Tyler Hinestown up here with Sweet Carolina, Mix Up in the Mediterranean, and It Was Always You.
Mm. Yeah.
Now we have, what do we got here? 11 movies to throw in there?
4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 movies.
Is this one in here? Journey?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's a little out of order here.
Got it.
What do we got here? Why is it out of order?
We're fine.
So, are you guys ready to dive into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do we have any rules? Like last time we had, you can only do 4.
We've got 4, 8, 11, 15, 18, plus 11 is 29, so 30 with 5 categories. 6 max per category.
6 max per category.
6 max per. That means... I mean, if we do that, that means we're going to add at least 2 movies to Real Movie Territory, and I think only one more belongs up there.
Wow.
So that could make it interesting.
It could
do
make
you
it.
You want to do 7 max per category?
Sure.
Yeah, let's
Well, that makes it easy.
Well, no. We're not here to make it easy.
Okay.
We're here to make it fun.
All right.
All right, so up first is You Had Me at Aloha.
Okay.
You Had Me at Aloha. I'm going to, for me, I think it's Standard Feels.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I would have it at Standard Feels.
Okay.
I mean, I would have it at bad, but clearly I'm getting.
Well, let's just throw it down here at the end of Standard Feels for right now. Yeah, how about that?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Although I would put it ahead.
It's
going
to get all kinds of wonky though.
This I would put fun. It ahead. Well, we can deal with that later. We can deal with it right now.
I think Aloha Hawaii is better than Chasing Waterfalls for sure.
Okay.
Which is
well, then here we are.
I put it ahead of the movie. It's right next
playing
to
Cupid.
Playing Cupid. I think it's better than Playing Cupid.
Okay. So we all know how I feel about these movies from the last ranking one, where I think As Luck Would Have It's too high. But if the movies that we had are set in stone, I think it is ahead of Playing Cupid as well.
All
right. Well, are we going to put them all in categories and then go back and re-rank all the categories? That's what we did last time.
Oh, okay. Why don't we try that?
Do that?
Yeah, let's just
put them all in a category.
Okay. All right, Baker's Son.
Oh, yeah,
that was a fun movie, man.
Yeah, that's better than anything in the Big Fun Maybe 6 category. I think for the sake of the fact that we're going to put 2 up there.
It's going up there. Yep, Baker's Son, Big Fun.
Maybe 6, yep.
It's going to end up, well, wow, we did it.
I had a lot of trouble.
Back to you.
Her Pen Pal.
Ooh.
Holy that's another Standard Feels for me.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But that might get downgraded.
Sand Dollar Cove.
Oh, that movie's bad. It's real bad.
Here's the problem is we've got some known dumpster fires coming up. Put it in bad. I like bad, but it's a dumpster fire. I can't. That movie is a dumpster fire.
I agree.
Sand Dollar Cove is a dumpster fire.
It's a dumpster fire.
Period. No, put it at the end.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself here.
That's right.
All right, Crashing Through the Snow.
It is easily one of the best movies we've seen all year.
It's real movie territory.
Crashing Through the Snow? Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't be difficult.
Yeah. No. I agree with that. That's great.
We're going to have an argument on how far up the list that goes, I think. Because I think it goes pretty high up there.
Okay, and then Love for Real was the next one.
You guys like that as the best summer one. So did I, to be fair.
Yeah, that's...
Big Fun Maybe 6. Big Fun Maybe 6.
Yeah, it's a big fun. It's in Big Fun
Because the rest of those movies aren't getting the Big Fun Maybe 6.
Yep.
Yeah.
27-hour day.
Boy, that's bad.
It's a dumpster fire for me.
Low daytime drama is worse.
I think that a little daytime drama. Oh man, woof!
And I mean, look at what you have coming up,
Sand Dollar Cove.
This Wedding March is definitely dumpster fire.
Oh my gosh, those are all turd buckets. The five movies that we have not ranked yet are. I know that we're going to hem and haw. They're all garbage.
Yeah, no, they're all bad. No.
What are we going to do, guys?
Oh, all right, 27-hour day. I think it's going to go bad.
Okay,
yes.
Fine. But we're benefit
of the doubt from just looking.
Of the rest of these movies.
Little Daytime Drama is so bad, though. It's so boring.
Dude, Little Daytime Drama, Dumpster Fire. But now, But Wedding March
is so bad also because that's...
I think Little Daytime Drama is worse than Wedding March. I said it.
Yeah, I agree.
I said it.
I don't know.
I said it.
They're both so bad.
Wedding March 6 is better, and we didn't see the first five.
All right. I'm Little Daytime Drama and Wedding March are both going in.
We can't.
I know, but we will.
We'll rearrange. Okay.
Sweep a Con.
I got it as a dumpster fire as well.
No.
But it's going to end up at bad. Yeah, it's... That's where you're going to have it.
I put it... It had... Almost
I have stand.
It had almost fall feels. I could put it in the standard feels.
Wait a minute.
I could put it in the standard feels.
No, well, let's just put it here.
And then this one down here as well.
Yeah, well, I think Journey of My Heart's a dumpster fire of epic proportions.
All right. Okay.
That's better than Chasing Waterfalls.
So here's where we're at now.
Oh my gosh. This is brutal.
Woolly bully. One of those big fun maybe sixes.
So, what we're saying is we six is the most we can have.
That's right.
Okay, and currently Bad, 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 Bad and Dumpster Fire both have seven.
So we got two movies from those two shelves are moving up a shelf.
Let's just start with the worst and work our way up.
Okay.
How about that? Okay. So are we still good with Beverly Hills Wedding being the worst?
Beverly Hills Wedding's the worst movie.
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you got? What do you got?
Little Daytime Drama might be worse.
No.
I could here's you know what?
No.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You know what?
What do I know? You don't know what I know?
A Little Daytime Drama and Sand Dollar Cove both are duking it out with Beverly Hills Wedding.
Yes.
In my opinion.
No.
They both are.
Wedding March is duking it out in that bottom though, too. They're in a class of battle by themselves.
We did not see the first five of those movies. And you know what? Snowkissed. Don't count out the Snowkiss.
Oh, that movie's atrocious,
and
too.
And Wolf. Dude, those bottom five.
You know which one I think is maybe it could potentially.
One Perfect Wedding, I think, is going to move up.
It's going to end up moving up. It's going to
have to.
Yeah.
Well, now we're just in a real pickle.
Oh, my God.
So do we want to get them all in their tiers and then go back and rank them?
Yes. I think we're going to.
So we're
going to
leave that argument for a little bit later on. Yes. We're going to kick the can down.
Okay, that's fine. So
Now we've got to have
two. Now here's what we have in Bad, 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 Bad.
The problem is we're going to have to duke out where on Bad, 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 Bad we rank some of these because I think Chasing Waterfalls should not move up to standard field.
Well,
Let's
pick the two that should move up because we got to get two out of there. We got to get two out of there. And then we can go back and re-rank the ones that are left. That's what I'm saying.
Bad is going to be where all fisticuffs are going to take place. Because we're just not going to agree.
Yeah, but the problem is you guys can outvote me. That's what's dumb about this.
Okay, I'll tell you
this. We're going to move Sweep a Con up
to standard feels. Sweep a Con. And that I think Hearts Down Under.
That is just absurd.
But we can't, Hearts Down, we've already locked that in, right?
Those are ironclad.
Oh, you're right. That's
ironclad. So you either have to move, all right, so then you guys both said Journey of My Heart is better than Chasing Waterfalls.
Yeah, so that would move.
Which is absurd.
We did it. We did it.
That is awful.
We did it. Come on now. So now we're in a real pickle again, right?
No, because unless you're going to keep moving those up the board.
Standard Feels now has seven.
But you just have to move the furthest one over, right? Unless you're going to say that Sweet Pecan or Journey of My Heart is better
than... And I would agree with that. I think the Irish movie does move up into Big Fun Maybe 6 territory.
There you go. But then you've got to move one of those, which in my opinion...
And that's a travesty because they're not anywhere close to...
No, Baker's Son goes up. That's easy. You guys are wrong on this stuff below. The easiest thing we're doing is this. That's right. And then Baker's Son up. And now you've got it. Now we got to talk about the rankings within there.
Okay, okay. I think
that looks good.
We're okay with a general put down.
I mean, I'm not, but it is what it is.
Okay.
There's nothing I can do.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back.
Okay.
And we will catch everybody up in the audio world of where we are. Because I imagine if you're listening to this, you're a little bit lost. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back here and take a look. All right, all right, all right. Okay, we're back. Now, here is the order of business now. We have all of our movies on here. Every tier has six, aside from Real Movie, which has five.
That's right, 29 total movies.
And now we've got to get it in the perfect order.
We got to get in the perfect order.
Okay.
And so you can call them out as we do the... I just want to be clear, and I need to say this for those who are listening at home. Currently, we have 12 movies being worse than Journey of My Heart, you should never take our opinion seriously on critically evaluating these movies. We have 12 worse than Journey of My Heart. That is a travesty.
Yeah, but look at the ones that are worse.
I understand that. Journey of My Heart, if all those people in that movie are white, it is in the bottom dumpster fire. It's that bad. I'm just telling you.
But I'm just telling you.
Journey of My Heart's awful. And we got 12 movies.
But there's a
worse.
How did we end up with?
That movie's garbage.
This is a tricky situation. Because
it's on our mind. It's bad.
No, Dan, that's not what happened. What happened was is Panda and I went on Bull the hog. Record saying it's better than Chasing Waterfalls,
back down.
Forgetting that
I knew that was going to happen.
But you didn't remember that Chasing Waterfalls
did. We ranked Chasing Waterfalls way
higher. Why did we rank it so high? Why did we do that?
Go back and listen to the
Hearts Down Under better than Chasing Waterfalls. Yes, Different Prince, all give it to me all day long.
I couldn't believe it. But this is where I was saying, you guys steamrolled me on Chasing Waterfalls. Chasing Waterfalls is a dumpster fire.
But here's the thing. I knew exactly where it was and tried to say it in the last episode, and you guys still wanted to just all in.
I can say what I said because it is better than Chasing Waterfalls, but y'all doofuses, last time we did this, ranked Chasing Waterfalls too high.
Panda, this is the ranking. There's nothing, you can say I all you want. I think we've got a lot of these too high, but these are our rankings. Yep, we have to live by these.
You're right. Journey of My Heart could be the best movie we've seen this year. Journey of My Heart,
12 movies worse. Dude, I'm just telling you right now, I didn't like 27 Hour Day. I thought it was hot garbage. 27 Hour Day is freaking Citizen Kane compared to Journey of My Heart, and you know it.
No,
you
I know don't.
It is. No. Chasing Waterfalls a second time better than Walker and Reese are just
looking at each other.
Get out of here. No, it's not.
Well, this is your time to vindicate. We could put the 27 Hour Day ahead of Chasing Waterfalls.
I think 27 Hour Day is ahead of Chasing Waterfalls.
Oh, I would agree with that.
I would agree with that statement.
Here, let's start off with Dumpster Fire. Let's rank the worst.
But the
movies.
Problem is if we're stuck, if these are our five categories, we've made an unequivocal error.
There is a way that we can rectify this situation.
We move another one up to real movie territory.
That would be the only way that we could rectify the situation.
But then when you move something, like there's no way to get that one back down.
No, it's up there. I mean, technically we could put this down there and then move this up. And, you know, then you're just kind of where you are in Heartland. For everybody that's listening, what's happening is Chasing Waterfalls is the number one movie in the bad category.
Yes.
Journey of My Heart is the worst movie in the standard feels category. But there is now some hiccups with past decisions that were made.
I would say at least a little bit, yes. How in the world could we possibly, like, I just can't. I can't deal with the fact that it's not in the bottom 10. You guys all, you both know, regardless of where Chasing Waterfalls falls on this, you're going to look back in years and go, that was a
Okay. You know what, Panda?
Are you willing to say Chasing Waterfalls is better?
No, I'm not willing to say that. But what I am willing to say is, I want to fall on my sword for the betterment of the group.
Okay.
Because it's not, Journey of My Heart is not better than Hearts Down Under. It's not better than Fit for a Prince. It's not better than Baby, It's Cold Inside. I have it better than One Perfect Wedding.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. I think
One Perfect Wedding's better, but I'm willing
I'm willing to fall on my sword for the better,
for the credibility of this podcast.
For the art.
The credit, we lose all credibility if that's not near the bottom.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, because Journey of My Heart, it's just our biggest, this goes back to we rank Chasing Waterfalls.
We got to go back and listen.
Like it was hot.
How did we get there? How did we get there?
I have to go back and listen because I don't know. But here's what happened. I don't know exactly what happened. I know that my problem was I wanted Fit for a Prince lower than you guys and One Perfect Wedding higher. But aside from that, I don't know how it happened. But I know that has something to do with it.
All right, fine. Journey of My Heart.
I thought you said you wanted to move it past Baby, It's Cold Inside. In between One Perfect Wedding and Baby, It's Cold Inside.
Yes, there. Sorry. Okay. All right, let's start from the bottom.
We're dropping it that far. Why not just drop it even farther?
Because
that's a great question.
It's better than One Perfect Wedding. It's better than Wedding Winter Getaway. It's better than Snowkissed.
You like Winter Getaway better than
I like Winter movies. Getaway. Yeah. I liked Winter Getaway better than Journey of My Heart.
This was the compromise we were making. I got Winter Getaway in the bottom. I know that. I don't know what
Yeah, I don't know why. Why were you so hard, fat, pressed on that?
I mean, that dude goes and gets a charcuterie board.
I liked Winter Getaway. Right? Yeah, I loved One Winter Getaway.
I did too.
I hate this bro, with
keep,
you.
He had
a helicopter.
Okay. We can't, guys.
You're blaming me for this, which is wild.
Because you're the One Winter Getaway boy.
It is 1-2. I didn't get it without somebody voting for it aside from me.
Yeah, but I think
compromises were made.
It was Fit for a Prince.
Compromises were made. Yeah, you guys wanted,
that's what happened. Fit for a Prince and that giant freaking shoe.
Okay.
Got moved up out of the bottom nine. So that's basically for the sake of not 10 movies.
For the sake of not being here all night.
No.
Let's do this. We're starting from the bottom. Beverly Hills Wedding.
Okay.
Worst of the year. Yes? Dude.
I don't know. I have a little daytime drama, maybe worse.
Can I tell you this? Can I tell you my order? Can I tell you this?
Sure, go ahead.
Tell me daytime drama worse. Sand Dollar Cove second. Wedding March 3rd. Beverly Hills Wedding 4.
Yeah.
Snow Kiss 5. Winter Getaway 6.
I can't believe it. I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah.
I am in. That is, yes.
And Snow Kiss is the only one that I'm not.
Can I just, all right, let me do this real quick so that I can see it, even though I don't agree yet.
Little daytime.
And then
Wedding March there.
Wedding March there. Beverly Hills. Yeah. Yeah, baby, baby, baby.
Man, guys, a little daytime drama is so bad.
No.
It's awful.
I would be fine with Sand Dollar Cove and Wedding March and then Little Daytime Drama. But Little Daytime Drama is not the worst movie we've seen all year. It's not. You guys are wrong on that. I know in your heart of hearts you know it. It is not the worst of the year.
It was so boring.
It was.
We were talking about Afghanistan, bro. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
It was.
There was COVID talk. It masks and vaccines.
But Sand Dollar Cove, where Chad Michael Murray is the hype guy.
So So the problem is I will say this, Panda. We're penalizing daytime drama for being boring. It's not actively bad. It's just boring. But see, I don't think Wedding March 6 is actively bad. I think it's boring. Beverly Hills Wedding is actively bad. Sand Dollar Cove, actively bad. Snowkissed, actively bad. That's a horse of a bottom five right there.
So here's what I want to do. Can I tell you what I want to do?
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Hit me.
I want to do Sand Dollar Cove is the worst. Beverly Hills Wedding is second worst. Little Daytime, Wedding March, Snowkissed, One Winter. That's what I want to do.
Switch.
I want
Little Daytime.
I want this boy down here, and I want this boy down there.
I want to switch Little Daytime and Beverly Hills.
I can do that.
Dude,
but we have Wedding March way too high.
I got
the movie is a dump. Here's the problem
is I was about to move it higher because Snowkiss was a dog, man. Snowkiss was bad.
Snowkiss was so grating.
Wedding March 6 was just boring because we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, and I will say also. Yeah, Snowkiss grated on my nerves. Remember that?
Fine. Like, Wedding March.
Boy, now all of a sudden, Wedding March just moved up.
Now, is it real movie territory?
I got what I wanted, and now I want it back.
So, guys.
Little Daytime Drama, best movie of the year.
You know what, guys? I don't think I can do this. No, I don't think I can do this. Beverly Hills Wedding's the worst movie of the year.
No, quick.
It's the worst movie of the year.
It's all about how we look at it, because if it's a movie I had to watch a second time, Little Daytime Drama is the worst. If I had to watch one of these movies again, I would rather watch Sand Dollar Cove than Little Daytime Drama, because Little Daytime Drama is... DOS.
Yeah, but Sand Dollar Cove.
I would rather watch
the dock.
It's bad. It doesn't make any sense. Fix the pier. Oh man.
But do you remember Beverly Hills Wedding?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
What's crazy is I would think I would rather watch that movie again.
If it is a rather watch the movie again, Little Daytime Drama should be last, because that is the one movie on this board that here's the thing is Journey of My Heart probably next in line that I don't want to watch again, but just because it's sheer boring. But from a standpoint of quality, Sand Dollar Cove is worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Sand Dollar Cove is worse.
Are we locking in the dumpster fire? Are we locking
switch
it?
Switch back Wedding March and Snowkissed. I can't. Switch it back.
All right. Are we locked in?
Yeah.
Are you good?
It hurts.
Because I don't want you to come back in 6 months and be like, I did this thing. I can't believe we
did. Chasing Waterfalls. This is what I... All right.
Here's my suggestion. You switch Little Daytime Drama and Beverly Hills.
You move in Little Daytime Drama better. No way.
I'm for that, personally.
No way.
What made you do that?
I don't know. And just because I don't like Beverly Hills being that high.
That's not going to make anything
better.
That
movie's trash.
Look, here, you know why I like that bottom three the way they are is? We got two actively bads. One boring is you know what.
Yeah.
And the boring is you know what is sandwiched between the two actively bads.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, fine. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Worse, Sand Dollar Cove, then Little Daytime Drama, then Beverly Hills Wedding, Wedding March 6, Snowkissed. One Winter Getaway.
I do want to go on the record of saying Snowkiss is atrocious. Snowkiss. In case anyone's getting the idea Snowkiss isn't that bad, it is that bad. Dude, it is a terrible movie.
If you put Journey of My Heart and Winter Getaway, if you switch those two movies, which I argued for Winter Getaway in the bottom five, I understand that. I'd be willing to say I'm wrong. If you put Journey of My Heart in that bottom six, I am convinced in my heart those are the six worst movies that we've seen all year. And I think that we could prove it objectively. Like, that would be my thing. I know we're breaking rules at this point, but if you put Journey of My Heart in that bottom six and took one, that's the movie you want up there. Both of you wanted one Winter Getaway up in the next category.
That's true.
If you put Journey of My Heart down there, you have the worst six movies, and I don't think anybody could question it. Those are the worst six.
But I did like Journey of My Heart. But to be fair, I also liked One Winter Getaway or whatever.
You like One Winter Getaway is better than Journey of My Heart. You got the helicopter, skiing.
Yes, it is better. It's yes.
I think you've done it there. Oh, I think that's the tick.
Yeah, that looks great. And it hurts me.
It
hurts me because of how wrong we are.
Just yesterday, we have somehow gone from you and I, Journey of My Heart is better than Chasing Waterfalls, to in 24 hours saying it's six movies worse.
Panda just calls that a Wednesday, man. Don't even act like that.
That is true. But this is all because Chasing Waterfalls... Listen. God, I hate that Chasing Waterfalls is that hard. Well, that is something that's... I'm not going to be able to live with myself long-term.
If you can convince me it's those other five are bet. Fit for a Prince is not exactly like, you know, getting two thumbs up from Siskel and Ebert.
But it's a blast.
Oh.
Okay.
That's why it's tied
Okay. Dumpster Fire, Sand Dollar Cove, Little Daytime Drama, Beverly Hills Wedding, Wedding March 6, Snow Kissed, Journey of My Heart.
Yeah,
I'm fine with
locked
it.
In.
I'm fine with it.
Because we got our boy up with the Winter Getaway.
We got our boy up. I think we can do the rest after a break. I think we can knock it out.
All right.
After a break. Oh,
that hurts.
So correct me if I'm wrong.
I got to tell you,
but the bad category is locked in. We can't move anything. Those are all old movies.
They're all old movies, unless we really wanted to like.
I don't think we
can. Tim and Hall about Chasing Waterfalls, but I.
No,
I
we can't.
Okay. No, it's locked in.
We've
locked in. Okay, yeah. So now
I feel so much better now than I did after the last break, guys.
To catch everybody up to speed: Sand Dollar Cove, Little Daytime Drama, Beverly Hills Wedding, Wedding March 6, Snow Kiss, Journey of My Heart, then Hop Up. One Winter Getaway, One Perfect Wedding, Baby It's Cold Inside, Fit for a Prince, Hearts Down Under, Chasing Waterfalls.
Chasing Waterfalls as the best of the bad
correct
category.
And now we are up to Standard Fields, where we have some new boys. Quite a few. Aloha Hawaii.
Aloha Hawaii.
Her Pen Pal, Sweet Pecan, and 27 Hour Day. The only ones that are from old days, Don't Go Break My Heart and Playing Cupid.
Okay.
I think Her Pen Pal. No. Wow.
I have Her Pen Pal as the best of that bunch.
I would agree with that.
I would
statement.
Agree with that. Yes. All right,
guys, we're getting somewhere. I think it's good.
I actually would move, this is me, okay? I would move 27 Hour Day up in between Don't Go Breaking My Heart and Playing Cupid.
No.
There is, I mean.
No.
I said 27 Hour Days is one of the worst of the year.
Yes.
Here's the problem is, I think Sweet Pecan Summer is real bad, and I think 27-Hour Day is real bad. And the fact that I was looking at Sweet Pecan Summer made me think higher of 27-Hour Day. That's on me. I think both of those movies are awful, but I look below, and it clearly they're where they should be. But Aloha Hawaii was bad, too.
I think this is the correct order. Panda?
Gosh.
I think you can move up Aloha past. I was not as big on... I can't even remember playing Cupid. I thought but, that movie's overrated. So I would have Aloha ahead of that. And the rest of it,
If Dan felt that way, I'd be fine with it. But personally, I think this is the order.
Man, I just I.
You could make the case that Sweet Pecan is the worst of that.
Can you switch 27-Hour
and Sweet Pecan?
And Sweet Pecan, please. Like yeah, that. I mean, that helps me a lot. I guess. Yeah, I think I'm probably with Panda. I think Aloha Hawaii ahead of playing Cupid.
All right, whatever.
You just don't care anymore.
No, I just don't care about that. Like, that's they're equals to me. So
they're not.
We're going to have a dogfight up at Real Movie Territory.
All right, all right. Here we go. Okay. So in Standard Fields, we have Sleepy Con is the worst of that bunch. Then 27-Hour Day, Playing Cupid, Aloha Hawaii, Don't Go Break My Heart, and Her Pen Pal.
Almost
and
everything's that, locked in.
And that gets us love to real. The big fun, maybe six.
Yeah. You have Love for Real, right?
We just have to figure out where Love for Real goes.
That's the best movie in that category. I don't know how it's not, guys. I don't. Like, I liked Two for the Win and New Year's Resolution more than Right in Front of Me and Taking a Shot at Love. You two disagree with me. Taking a Shot at Love was Panda's, horse from the beginning. Did you say horse? And those two movies are higher than I would have them. Love for Real, for me, had the laughs that those movies did not have. I think that's the best movie in that category.
I love Taking a Shot at Love.
I'll give you this, Dan.
You think Taking a Shot at Love's better? Because it's up to you.
I think
the hockey movie with Luke McFarlane doing ballet was better than Love for Real.
I think they are right there, neck and neck, and I'm gonna pour one out for my pal. Thanks, because buddy. I know how much he loved.
I love that movie. It's still my favorite of the year so far. I think
really,
like, just from a personal. I admitted before. I don't think it's qualitatively the best.
I want to go back and play your hot take on Love for Real because you were real high on Love for Real.
I loved Love for Real. I loved it. I love both of those movies. Because
you guys were higher on Love for Real than I am. But I'm just saying those movies.
But I would also tell you, objectively, Taking a Shot at Love, not the best movie of the year. I'm just telling you, Taking a Shot at Love for me personally was my jam. I love that movie.
I think they're about the same, and so I'm going to give it to Taking a Shot. Man, I'm going to give it the nose.
You got
to
be honest. Taking a Shot at Love, way better than you thought it was.
No. No, it's way better than I thought it was. No, it has not aged any better.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Think
at one
what
time.
What's wild is that I am convinced that those six movies at Big Fun Maybe Six are the correct six movies to be there. Like,
yes.
That is as confident as I've been about anything on this board so far. But I would have them in a completely different order than you guys. But those six movies are definitely, like, I wouldn't have Taking a Shot at Love worse than, like, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Like, it's right there with Her Pen Pal, in my opinion. But those other five, I think, are all better than that movie. But I am very confident that those six movies are where they belong in a category. I just would have them completely different.
That Irish movie has grown on me in retrospect. I think that movie deserves better than what we have scored.
Better than
for.
What I it gave is, it, yeah. too. I would agree with you.
Like, the care they took in making
Resolution.
Movie's a blast too. I agree.
I honestly think New Year's Resolution, as luck would have it, and Love for Real are the best three movies.
Hey, has Rainy been rumored yet?
I don't think so. No.
I'm gonna have to holler at my boy because I'm not interested in Christmas without Michael Rainy.
Really? You'll shut it down. You'll shut it down without Michael Rainy. That's bold. That was like a Journey of My Heart's better than Chasing Waterfalls. Bold.
I stand by that. Apparently, I don't.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Apparently, it's not even close, but I stand by it. All right, I'm fine locking this in. Okay. All right, Real Movie Territory is where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
Because we have new boys here of Crashing Through the Snow and Baker's Son.
May I suggest, I'm just going to throw
and
this
I'm
out
just going to say what I think.
You say what you think first.
Both of those two boys are one and two for me.
So... Sweet Carolina is the worst of those five movies.
Yes.
Agreed.
I don't think there's any way around that. Can we move Sweet Carolina to the five?
Shaboy, get down there.
Now, here's where it gets interesting because I love Mix Up in the Mediterranean more than It Was Always You. It Was Always You qualitatively mm-hmm. better.
Yes, yes.
You and I have ranked these movies differently
yes.
from the get-go. So that makes this list a little bit an enemy of itself. If I'm ranking them personally, I go Crashing, Mix Up, Baker's Son, It Was Always You. As far as the movies that I love to watch, if I'm ranking them qualitatively, then it probably goes It Was Always You, Crashing, Baker's Son, then Mix Up. So I'm up for debate. I just want to be clear what we're talking about here.
I think Crashing is number one.
All right, we're all in agreement there.
You think Crashing is one?
We've all said it.
Crashing is number one.
I had a lot of fun with Crashing Through the Snow. I had a lot of fun with it.
And then it's a toss up for Mix Up and Baker's Son to me.
Dude, Baker's Son
is a riot.
Yeah, and Mix Up is great because
I love both of those.
The problem is we can't put Mix Up ahead of It Was Always You because we already decided qualitatively. If it's a quality list,
Mix Up's ahead of Baker's Son.
But also, I don't know if Crashing is one if it's a quality list. But if it's a fun times list.
It is a combination list, Dan. It's the heart.
Okay.
It's the heart. Because I can look at this and be like, you know what?
The heart.
The problem is Crashing does more than It Was
I love Crashing
You.
Through the Snow for this list. I loved it. My problem is if it's a heart, then I think Mix Up's better than It Was Always You, but we've already locked that in.
Yeah, that's already locked
so
in from last time.
It's just a matter of where Baker's Son falls in that list at this point.
I had so much fun with Baker's Son.
I did too. I just personally don't think since I can't switch these two, I don't think I can move Baker's Son up any further.
Okay.
But that's me. That's just me.
No, I like the order of that real movie territory. They're all... Again, for those listening or watching, those movies, you can't go wrong with any of those movies.
Yeah,
they're all really good.
I will
good.
Say this. I didn't expect to get four movies of that caliber man, we're looking great over here without our background. The background stopped working, gang. Sorry. I
like it. I think we're locked in. I like it like that?
Yeah,
I like this.
Really?
Yes.
I hate that Chasing Waterfalls is still there. Well, I'm hoping is when after fall... that they're all in the bad, so we can move that to dumpster fire.
The problem is, how many fall movies are there?
Depends on that. If you're just counting Fall Fest, it's six.
Six?
Yeah.
The problem is there's five categories, so you'll only be able to go seven per category. So we can only add one to the dumpster fire list.
And it's not going to be Chasing Waterfalls.
It can't be. But maybe by the end of this year, we can hope for Chasing Waterfalls.
Okay, I don't think we're going to do one at the end of the year where we add all 44.
I think
you
should. No. I think we should. I'm calling it here. Guys, you want that content? Email us and let us know.
I'm fine doing a tier for the 40. But to throw 40 on top of 29, on top of 35.
Especially when they all run together. Like, you know, on its own, that Brennan Elliott movie where they're chasing the mystery and there's a train involved, like that movie on its own, probably Brendan Penny.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Where Alexa's just straight spying on that bro.
Yeah.
A little Christmas charm in my Christmas rankings just kind of fell way lower than it would have ever in this category. Like that movie's probably somewhere like Standard Fields or Big Fun, maybe six.
Yeah.
And so it makes it tough because they all run together.
Yeah, Christmas deserves its own tier.
Yeah, which means Chasing Waterfalls is not a bottom 10 movie.
It hurts, but yeah, it probably...
But I mean, look at that bottom six.
Did we do it?
I'm happy with the bottom six, and that's what counts to me.
Okay. 29 to 1, here we go. Sand Dollar Cove, A Little Daytime Drama. Beverly Hills Wedding, Wedding March 6, Snow Kissed, Journey of a Heart, That's Dumpster Fire. Bad. One Winter Getaway, One Perfect Wedding, Baby It's Cold Inside, Fit for a Prince, Hots Down Under, Chasing Waterfalls, Standard Fields, Sweet Pecan, 27 Hour Day, Playing Cupid, Aloha Hawaii, Don't Go Break My Heart, Her Pen Pal, Big Fun, As Luck Would Have It, New Year's Resolution, Two for the Win, Right in Front of Me, Love for Real, Two for the Love, Taking a Shot at Love,
old man.
And then a real movie, Sweet Carolina, Baker's Son, Mix Up in the Mediterranean, It Was Always You, and crashing through the snow.
Let me ask you a question, Dan.
Yeah.
Where's the cutoff line for you where you sit there and you go, I know you would never openly choose to see any of these movies again, but if you have to, like, where's the line where you sit there and you're like,
the top four. The top four are better than everything else on the board, and I could watch them again if I had to.
Okay.
And if you had me rank those in order of watchability, it would probably go Crashing, Mix Up, Baker's, It Was Always You.
My cutoff line.
I think Sweet Caroline is not as good as we think it is. It just has a good performance by Lacey, and it has it's got a little heft to it. But it's definitely has to be up there. It just doesn't belong with those other four movies, in my opinion.
Here's my cutoff right here where a movie I would not watch again. It's
Chasing Waterfalls.
Aloha Hawaii.
Aloha Hawaii.
That's the cut.
Everything line. Above you like don't rear break a moment. Yeah. I can see that. Which the is only other one that, in the middle, which is perfect.
Yeah. The only one that I sit there and I'm like, I would watch that again during wintertime is One Winter Getaway. But that's about it. The rest of those, I have no interest in seeing
it's again. It's an impossible. I wouldn't watch any of the bottom six. Well, Journey of My Heart, maybe. Probably not. This is what I would watch again. One Winter Getaway. Maybe It's Cold Inside. Fit for a Prince, Playing Cupid, Her Pen Pal, and the rest.
Wow.
That's what I would watch.
So, okay, fair enough.
So yeah, about half is what
because
I would
Don't Go Breaking My Heart was way higher for we gave him so there were deals struck in that first one because we gave you
handshakes.
Yeah, we gave Bran Fit for a Prince, we gave you Don't Go Breaking My Heart, and I wanted One Winter Getaway in the bottom, and I got that.
Yeah, no.
And then Chasing Waterfalls got lost in that.
And you know what? Now here we are with One Winter Getaway.
That's right.
Not at the bottom anymore.
But Journey of My Heart got there. That was all that was important to me. So
we did it.
We did it,
everybody. Congratulations. In the show notes, you'll be able to make your own tier. So click that link, share it on our social media at Hallmark Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with When It Calls the Heart. It's going to be a doozy of an episode, everybody. You're not going to want to miss it. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com. What's going on with our...
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.